it had to be probably in excess of 100,000 people. And a lot of us were able to meander and make our way up there to just hear him speak about the need for change as well as reconciliation. Apartheid in South Africa was as brutal as segregation practiced in America. And so Mandela said he got strength from our struggle, and we got strength from his struggle. Lang was in jail for 27 years, standing up for what was right.
For you personally, what did Nelson Mandela mean?
He was like a role model for me, with dedication and strength from our Creator. You can withstand oppression, and you can fight, and you can be free. And so he symbolized to me a person of impeccable integrity who suffered because he loved his people and was determined to free his people. The beautiful thing about Mandela is he was not hungry for power. He was democratically elected, served one term, could have been elected for life, but he didn't want to do that. Many people who claim that they are leaders, they will give speeches, they will do that, but they are not really servants. And Mandela always said, I'm not your leader, I am your servant. And that was the example that he set.
What do you feel you can glean from Mandela's legacy and maybe promote further social change just in our own community?
In Forsyth County, maybe 24% of our county's population is African American. 86 to 88% of the county jail is African American. And a lot of it is a lack of economic opportunity that people have. So we just got to take Mandela's ideas of love, even loving those who have misused you. As Curtis Mayfield and Impressions would say, we got to keep on pushing. And if we do that, I think we honor Nelson Mandela in our most effective and glorious way.
Keep on pushing, I can't stop now. Move up a little higher. Some way or somehow. 'Cause I've got my strength, and it don't make sense not to.